Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like even women are admitting it's casual sex is linked to lower self-esteem. Who would have thought? Looks like the empowerment of sleeping around is taking their emotional power away. For women, sex with the first one or two guys is basically pair bonding for women. After smashing more and more, they're incapable of bonding. That's probably why she's got lower self-esteem, because she won't feel satisfied with any guy ever again. Up next, this Wayman was diagnosed with vitiligo. Why the hell would she put on fake up to make herself look even more black in a reverse Michael Jackson maneuver? With vitiligo, she could get herself a higher status male. Maybe Michael Jackson would have been less scrutinized if he looked like the woman on the left. But let's get real, the only reason he got all his surgeries in the first place was so he could make himself acceptable for white audiences. No one is scared of an effeminate black man, it seems. Number three, many guys say that the older you get, the more you realize that dating younger women is always better than older ones. How about just staying single? Because the older I get, the more I prefer my fortress of solitude. But women and simps want you to keep dating so that women get attention and simps feel better about being emotionally tormented in their relationships. The only reason you might want to date younger is for procreation. Otherwise, you could just pay a surrogate. Moving on, a University of British Columbia student flew to college twice a week, with each round trip costing $150, instead of spending $2,100 a month for rent. I bet they didn't teach him to do that in college. He only went to class 2 days a week and stayed at his parents' place. Why does this article make it look like he's getting away with something? He's just being smart. But if he was really smart, he probably wouldn't be going to college at all these days, especially to a woke Canadian university. Number 5, most men can easily handle a relationship when it gets hard. But this guy says he leaves when it gets disrespectful. All guys should do this unless, of course, they're a simp. For men, being loved by a woman the way that we love them is impossible. The closest we can actually feel to that is if a woman respects us. If she's disrespectful, it's the same as she no longer loving us. That's exactly why I left my long-term relationships, because I was no longer respected. Up next, no one messed up as much as the Spanish, because look at the size of their America's empire at its peak. They also brought so much gold back to Spain that they crashed the gold price. They should have held it in their government reserves and created a reserve currency or something like that. France also messed up royally as well. Napoleon selling Louisiana was absolutely nuts. As for the French in Quebec, they were conquered by the British, so I can understand that part. Number 7 looks like the writing is on the wall for Ethereum and other poop coins. Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin sells $23 million worth of ETH. Just like in the film Highlander, there can only be one. There can only be one dominant cryptocurrency, and that's Bitcoin. But is this really a dump, because he still holds 224,000 ETH? He probably just sold some for personal spending money and to diversify. Moving on, I didn't know this, but there's a cafe in India run by the victims of acid and fire attacks, and they use the money to help survivors. What's wrong with Indian men for doing this? Sounds to me like they're jealous and insecure misogynists, and yet places like Canada still keep importing them by the carload, truckload, and busload. In India, apparently even women throw acid in other women, because of jealousy over their beauty or success. Number 9, according to research, conservatives are better looking than liberals. Who keeps paying for all these Captain Obvious studies and make-work projects for woke universities? I love how memes reflect reality more than the leftist worldview ever could. What we really should be studying is why leftists look so bad. Are they intentionally working as hard as they can to look ugly, or are they just ugly by nature? What do you guys think? Up next, people say this is the ultimate 90s computer desk setup, but are they wrong? I had two monitors at that time, and I would scroll my mouse from one screen to the next like magic. Plus, I had my older computer next to my new one. So even back then, I was technically working with three screens. That rat nest of cables under the desk definitely checks out. All that's missing is the ashtray full of old doobies and belly button lint. Suddenly I have the urge to play Lemmings again. Number 11, they say this is the difference between life and living. Yes, living in the country is idyllic in many ways, until you need a hospital. Although once self-driving cars are standard and everywhere, your car will be able to drive you to the emergency room. Then again, maybe I'm wrong and you're not getting to the hospital any faster in that traffic. I'm just paranoid, because the last time I had a kidney stone, there was no way I was getting to the hospital alone. Moving on, why are women like this? This one left her partner and got preggers by somebody else, only to go back to her ex and demand support. She says that she's a woman and someone has to take care of her. Well, at least she didn't trick the ex into thinking that it was his kid. But she still did her best to avoid accountability. Whatever happened to the father of that child? She could always abort, but she won't because she's probably got Chad's genes inside of her. Number 13, why is it that the US stock market goes up to the moon recently while crypto went down or continued to lag? Because most crypto outside of Bitcoin is a scam. Plus, look back to the prices of Bitcoin from 2023 to 2025, and you'll see that it dramatically outperformed the US stock market and even gold. Bitcoin has a 4-year cycle and every 4th year sees a massive crash. This is just cherry picking, and am I the only one who thinks it looks like Cuba? Up next here, the grape rates for Europe by state per 100,000 inhabitants. Gee, what could possibly keep Poland's grape rates so low? I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that they've rejected enrichment or anything. Western Europe has doomed itself because of the wealthy people there leaving for Dubai, Singapore, or many other places that are safe and taking all their wealth with them. Once that happens en masse, the West won't be able to support its welfare state, and civil war will start as the enrichment crowd fights everyone else. Number 15, maybe Europe can learn something from America. Because here we have a rapist in Louisiana and he's going away for 45 years and he's going to get surgically castrated. You can literally see the fear in his eyes because Bob Barker's beauties are about to neuter and spay him. You know, he's probably going to be wearing his pants around his ankles in prison, if you know what I mean. And will you look at that? He's 90 to 95% less likely to reoffend if they lob off his balls. Moving on is gaming peak because the Sony PlayStation 5 is more expensive after 5 years compared to the previous consoles. I'm sure it has something to do with inflation, but maybe gaming has also started to peak. And in case you're wondering why the PS3 was so expensive, it's because it has a built-in Blu-ray drive, and it was a new technology at the time. It also had Wi-Fi and an HDMI. Today's generations are spoiled. Number 17, here's what Gen Z choosing their quarter-life crisis character looks like. Notice how having a relationship, buying a car, or having a family is now part of this. Those options are increasingly impossible to take. Instead, they delay life with more education, start a side hustle to make it big, escape the rat race in a third world country, or career max. I took the side hustle overload option, which allowed me to escape the rat race. That's the option with the most freedom. Up next, no one is telling you how bad inflation is about to be for the next year. 1 in 4 farmers hasn't secured fertilizer for the spring planting season because of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Less than half the farmers will be profitable this year. And without fertilizer, there won't be as much food or fuel. What does get produced will cost an arm and a leg. Eventually, the smaller farms will be bought out by BlackRock and kill Gates. Number 19, people are wondering what the hell happened to Britain. Enrichment and deindustrialization, of course. When the factories closed and the prosperity in the smaller cities ended, many young people migrated to the larger cities. First, they shipped out the jobs, and then they shipped the people in from Ooga Booga Land. It also looks like this used to be a respectable neighborhood until they turned it into a slum. It's the same thing that happened to Detroit, only in slower motion. Moving on, here's 51-year-old Tommy McGuire with his 19-year-old girlfriend. Guys, this might be you one day. Yeah, it's not gonna happen unless you're rich and famous. Plus, I can't wait for jealous older women to enter the chat and say that he's a PDF file or something. Also, why the hell does she have so much makeup on for that age? Looks like MJ here is trying to look really good for later, when she gives him a BJ or something. Number 21, Steve Soretsky pointed out that Brampton leads the country of Canada in mortgage delinquencies, running double the rate of the rest of the country. Steve was called a racist pointing this out, even though he made zero mentions that the vast majority of people living in Brampton are Indians. That's what happens when you have a shame-based culture. You think that people are shaming your honor even when they aren't. This is just the start, though. Mortgage rates are rising and most mortgages in Canada come up for renewal in the next year. There are no 30-year fixed-rate mortgages in Canada. Up next, JFK once said that you can't negotiate with people that say what's mine is mine and what's yours is negotiable. This legend described modern marriage in a nutshell. Either that or commie behavior. Considering that women are communists in panties, I see no difference. That's why you should never negotiate with women or communists. With marriage and divorce, the law is on their side, and with communists, the mob is often on their side as well. Number 23, just because these guys quit school and became billionaires doesn't mean that you will. Bill Gates had rich and connected parents that got him a meeting with IBM. Zuck stole the idea for Facebook from the Winklevoss twins. And Steve Jobs had Wozniak to do all the technical work for him because he designed the Apple 1 and 2 computers. He was the one that brought computers from a hobby to the commercial market. Work a dead-end job while building up your startup on the side, folks. Moving on is more madness in Canada, where a refugee gets $5,149 a month from the government tax-free. while the average Canadian brings in $4,100 to $4,800 a month after taxes. I guess if you live in Canada, you now know where your tax dollars go. Or at least used to go, because less and less migrants are coming into the country because the quality of life isn't as good as it used to be for foreign winos. At some point, the we breed, you pay model of immigration will break. Who knew? Number 25 on the last one, Angelina Jolie looks like she's living her worst life thanks to the wall, wokeism, and drugs. Either that or Billy Bob Thornton sure did a number on her. She also looks like she needs a new fake-up artist and plastic surgeon. She looks terrible for 50 with all the money that she has. Jennifer Lopez is older than her and looks healthier because she eats right and works out. Then again, maybe these are the three stages of Trump derangement syndrome. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.